Welcome to Lent Reflections with Grandview Church. Lent is the season in the church year that precedes Easter, and like the season of Advent, it is a time of preparation. Believers spend the 40 days of Lent in prayer and contemplation on sin, mortality, and the events leading up to the crucifixion of Jesus. We have now begun what is known as Holy Week, the final week of the season of Lent, when we remember the last week of Jesus' life before he is crucified. During this sacred week, we will host three podcasts, one for Palm Sunday, one for Holy Wednesday, and one for Good Friday. Today's podcast is for Palm Sunday, which commemorates Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem. In addition to elements of confession and prayer, as well as music, there will be a reflection on Mark chapter 11, verses 1 to 11, by Jerry Schoberg, a Grandview Scattered Seed in Courtney, B.C. Now, take a moment to pause, breathe, and prepare your heart before we begin.
Let us now call to mind our sin and the infinite mercy of God. If you choose, you may pause at any point during the prayer and call to mind specific ways in which you have fallen short and cry out for God's mercy. Let us pray. Merciful Lord, we confess that with us there is an abundance of sin, but in you there is the fullness of righteousness and abundance of mercy. We are spiritually poor, but you are rich, and in Jesus Christ you came to be merciful to the poor. Strengthen our faith and trust in you. We are empty vessels that need to be filled. Fill us. We are weak in faith. Strengthen us. We are cold in love. Warm us. And make our hearts fervent for you, that our love may go out to one another and to our neighbors. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Help of the helpless. cloud and sunshine abide with me.
Mark 11, verses 1 to 11. Now when they drew near to Jerusalem, to Bethphage and Bethany, at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the village in front of you, and immediately as you enter it, you will find a colt tied, on which no one has ever sat. Untie it and bring it. If anyone says to you, 'Why are you doing this?' say, 'The Lord has need of it, and will send it back here immediately.'" And they went away and found a colt tied at a door outside in the street, and they untied it. And some of those standing there said to them, "What are you doing untying the colt?" And they told them what Jesus had said, and they let them go. And they brought the colt to Jesus and threw cloaks on it, and he sat on it. And many spread their cloaks on the road, and others spread leafy branches that they had cut from the fields. And those who went before and those who followed were shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest." And he entered Jerusalem and went into the temple. And when he had looked around at everything, as it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12.
It's street theater. That's what Jesus riding into Jerusalem was, a piece of street theater. Jesus himself gave meaning to this event by choosing to ride on a colt, because those in the crowd who attended synagogue would recall the prophecy of Zechariah. "Rejoice greatly, O daughter Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter Jerusalem. Lo, your king comes to you. Triumphant and victorious is he, humble, and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey." And the way the crowd responded showed that they understood the message. Laying down their cloaks and branches to create a path for Jesus, that was the kind of thing people did to greet royalty. It's the kind of thing that their great-great-great-grandparents did when Judas Maccabeus defeated Antiochus Epiphanes. Against incredible odds, Judas, his four brothers, their band of guerrilla fighters overcame the Syrian forces, retook Jerusalem, purified the temple from pagan worship, and established a Jewish dynasty that would last for 100 years. And to celebrate, the people waved branches and sang hymns of thanksgiving. This time they're singing, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David." Hosanna in the highest. We often refer to this event in the life of Jesus as his triumphal entry. But here's the odd part. This event doesn't seem to be triumphal. The text in Mark 11 actually ends in a bit of a fizzle. Jesus comes into Jerusalem, goes into the temple courtyard, looks around, and leaves. He doesn't do anything. He comes back the next day and causes a fracas by overturning tables in the temple area, but this is more of a prophetic act condemning the current state of Israel rather than anything close to an act of revolution. There's certainly no revolutionary move to take over political power. Throughout his gospel, Mark has been subverting the popular expectation for a Messiah who would do again what the Maccabees had done. On several occasions, people identify Jesus as the Messiah, but Jesus, in Mark's gospel, immediately tells them to shut up. Not because he didn't think of himself as being the Lord's anointed, but because he did not understand his vocation in terms of militaristic overthrow. Even though all kinds of arguments could be made to justify such an agenda. A movement, for example, to cast down the powerful oppressors and raise up the humble poor. Mark presents Jesus more as a prophet and a miracle worker than as a military leader or a political king. And he presents Jesus as someone whose vocation involves suffering and dying, a role that would ultimately bring about a ransom for many. This text of Jesus' entry into Jerusalem leads us to reflect on what our own expectations are for Jesus. When we sing Hosanna, which means save us now, what exactly are we asking for? One of the challenges with Christianity is that it too often gets skewed in the hands of people who want to adapt it to suit their own agendas and projects. Perhaps the most important word in this text is the word Lord. When going into the village to fetch the colt, his disciples were to say to anyone who questioned them, "The Lord has need of it." Calling Jesus Lord means that his agenda comes before ours. His vision is primary over ours. Calling Jesus Lord must mean that we humbly submit ourselves to traveling the way that we do not know, to being willing to have our desires and expectations challenged. There's no getting away from it. Responding to Jesus' call, "Follow me," includes accompanying him through Holy Week, which ultimately leads to the cross. An ominous invitation. But hang in there. Word has it that the cross is not the end of the story. It is worth coming back for next Sunday.
Son of David, the Holy One, Son of Mary, Son of God, come and save us in your power. We cry Hosanna to you now. We see injustice all around. We long for mercy where none is found. Bring down the mighty, raise up the meek. We cry Hosanna to the King. Hosanna. not done what we want you to. You're not the way we thought you'd be. And so we look for another king. You are betrayed by your own kind, flogged and beaten without a crime. When Pilate asks us to decide, we cry together, crucified. And as you hang on a tree, our prayers are answered, but we can't see. You come to save us on that cross. There's no Hosanna without a cost.
And now let us pray the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Go now into the rest of this week with this blessing. May God, our good parent, who does not despise the broken spirit, give you a contrite heart. May Christ the Redeemer, who bore our sins in his body on the tree, heal you by his wounds. May the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, who leads us into all truth, speak to you words of pardon and peace. And the blessing of God Almighty be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Go in the joy and peace of Christ.
All things reconciled.